I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's probably the biggest thing for me. He looks really strong coming off the edge. He's knocking back tight ends. He's stalemating tackles, and he's really hitting all those pull kickout schemes really well. So, and pass rush has been more physical too, so the physicality probably would be the thing. He's not a guy that played a lot of football. Late to football in high school, might have played 1 year of high school football. Really only played 1 year of college football, really, is what he ended up playing as far as a full season. Football is kind of one of these games where the more you play it, the better feel you have for it. I think his upside is really there. I think we've seen it already in camp.
Just being free, you know, being out there and going hard, you know, getting the call and just going 100%. That's what it was like at the pro level.
David Ajabo talking about being free to do what he has to do. Free to be me. Knee injury, Achilles injury have kind of prevented him from showing that explosiveness we saw in his bust-out season with the University of Michigan 2022, when he and Aiden Hutchinson were the two, I guess, the bookends that terrorized opposing teams, made it to the playoff, got stunned, if memory serves, there. But David Ajabo is a guy that, as John Harbaugh said prior to that cut, hasn't really played a lot of football. So he's still, I guess, essentially a novice at it and trying to apply his trade at the highest level, not just playing in the NFL, but at the highest level, playing for one of the best teams in the NFL, where the Ravens are not a team that is into developing players. They need instant impact guys. And when you're now entering your fourth year in the National Football League, you better really impact up. But David Ajabo had the sack on Richardson in the preseason opener last week against the Colts, which dislocated a finger, even though Richardson's back in practice. Free run. Impressive hit nonetheless. Now, if he had whiffed on it, we'd be like, oh, this guy sucks. Quarterback's a sitting duck, and he can't even bring him down. Oh, he brought him down. He leveled him. But he's fighting with Adisa Isaac, it seems, for that last pass rush spot. Unless the Ravens get zany and go six on the outside, which they're normally reluctant to do. But they're also reluctant to get rid of draft picks. But Isaac's only his second year in the league out of Penn State. And Ajabo's now, as we said, in his fourth year. So, Nolan, it's Vinny at 81057 The Fan, by the way. Let's say hello to everyone. Vinny's out at One Winning Drive. We'll hear from him later in the show. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking it up to 12. You want it loud. Send a request. Blah Sport Text Sign. We'll make it happen. It doesn't have to be metal. Be whatever you want. Loud. You want to hear LRB crank to 12? We got you covered. Air Supply As loud as we could turn it, we got you covered. It's all it's about. Just turning it up. Hence the name, Turn It Up Tuesday. But with David Ajabo, he's a bubble guy. For instance, Jalen Armour Davis was going to be that guy too, but injuries have kind of put him on the right side of the bubble. And we'll talk about this, Kevin Ostreicher, and the fact that he's played well helps his cause. I mean, if you go out there and you stink, they're still going to be looking to upgrade from what your position is and what your performance level is for the team. But is there anything David Ajabo can do other than Adisa Isaac getting hurt, not going for Micah, that doesn't happen, or being absolutely dreadful, that earns him a spot on the team? If, in fact, that's what it's basically coming down to, those two guys for one spot.
I'm just having a hard time seeing it. I think it would have to be an injury, some sort of roster hole creation elsewhere to get him on there. I mean, even if he goes crazy in these next two preseason games, a couple sacks, I mean, he's going to make the decision harder. But look, Isaac was a draft pick last year, third round pick at that. So it's not like he's some late round project. They had high hopes for him coming out of Penn State. And, you know, didn't do himself any favors where he essentially had a redshirt year with the hamstring issue last year. But Ajabo's in the same boat. And not just 1 year, multiple years. So the Ravens knew that it was going to be the injury setback when they drafted him. That was what they signed up for. But then to hear John Harbaugh saying, well, you know, he's still learning the game of football. I mean, had he not gotten hurt, he's a first-round pick. That's not the way you should be talking about someone like that 3-4 years later. Well, he's still learning. No, that's off the table. Second-round pick even, you know, which is where they ended up taking him. That's not the way you should be talking about somebody with that kind of draft status. So I get he's defending his guy, but that alone should show you how dire of a situation it is for him right now.
So David Ajabo, at the very least, though, Nolan, if he plays well, does it make the Ravens, another team will take a chance on him. You know, again, still relatively young, still relatively new to the game of football. And, you know, he can go somewhere else and thrive. There have been players that have left the Ravens. Zach Seiler comes to mind, but he was late sixth, seventh round pick. And boy, has he carved a niche in Miami with the Dolphins. He's been paid a couple of times, so you can't keep them all. But what I like, with all the respect to Ajabo and even Isaac, is the fact that Tavius Robinson has become a guy for them. And is he going to get you 15 sacks? No. But remember, his last year of college, he led the nation in sacks. So he's coming in here, and he's certainly earned playing time. And we're all excited about Mike Green and what he brings to the equation. An inch for inch, pound for pound, he might be the most talented pass rusher they have on this 2025 team. And if he can, you know, start to scratch that surface, which could be unlimited potential. I mean, are we expecting 12 from Van Noy, 10 from Owe? I mean, we'll get into that, obviously, before we get to September 7th. But I'm skeptical. I still think they'll be effective. But can Mike Green come in and maybe do what Clowney did a couple of years ago as a younger player on top of it? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It's hard to predict for me, just because I'd say right now Van Noy and Owe are your starters for week one,
sure,
at least out the gate. I think Mike Green, as great of a preseason performance as he might end up having, and the other night was a step in the right direction for sure. I mean, he was all over the place on that field. I don't know if he'll get those kinds of reps out the gate. When we get to the second half of the season, is he the guy at that point? Wouldn't surprise me at all, but maybe a slow ramp up for him as he adjusts to the NFL out the gate. He'll definitely be coming off the bench quite a bit. He'll be a very active rotation piece. And I'd imagine on third downs, get out there. You know, big sack situations, we want that guy on the field. But I'd still say that Owe and Van Noy probably outsnap him, at least to begin.
What do you think, people? 410-583-1057. Is Isaac ahead of Ajabo? And if David Ajabo doesn't make the team, we can get into that fine line of bust or reasons for not reaching potential. He played 13 games last year and really couldn't find himself a role in Zach Orr's defense. But would you consider him a bust? I mean, we can go back a year ago today, around this time anyway, And a lot of people, and you know, I'm even leaning towards this myself, even Vinny, that Rashad Bateman might have been leaning towards bust potential. Now he's a guy that is going to be an integral part of one of the best games, or the best offense, best passing games in the National Football League. Bateman was a first round pick, but Ajabo was supposed to be a first round pick. So as we look at him at this stage, and he doesn't make the team, and he's on the bubble, which is probably not where you want to be 4 years in, do we lean bust, or a guy who couldn't reach his potential because of injury, or he was a one-year flash in the pan benefiting at Michigan because Aiden Hutchinson was on the other side, a guy who has gone from Michigan to wreaking havoc in the National Football League with the Lions.
Starting to look like a one-year flash in the pan would absolutely be worthy of a bust label because of the draft status, like you mentioned. If he was a fifth or a sixth rounder, well, nobody's up in arms right now. It's just another fifth or sixth rounder that didn't make it in the NFL. Who cares? But because he was viewed that highly, and not just a first rounder, he would have been out of the Ravens' picking range in the first round. It's not like he would have been going somewhere between 25 and 32. I mean, he was like fringe top 15 with how coveted pass rushers are in this league. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even with, you knew signing up that that rookie year, it was, the injury was going to wipe it out. So the fact that he even played in what, a game or two at the end of the year was impressive enough. Actually left me pretty hopeful about what he could become the year following, and it just wasn't there. More injuries. Last year, healthy enough to be out there for most of the year, you'd forget he was out there at all. Completely right. Non-existent. So we're multiple years into this. We're multiple injuries into this. I don't know how it's anything but a bust.
So the Ravens back in practice on the field right now. As a matter of fact, Vinny's there. We'll hear from him later on in the afternoon as the preseason game two will be happening on Saturday against the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys have their own issues. We'll worry about that in due time. But for the Ravens, expectations high. Kyle Hamilton, however, hasn't practiced in multiple days. He's running on the side, so it doesn't appear to be anything that is hindering him. But he hasn't practiced, and we'll get Vinny's report, and we'll talk to Kevin Allstriker coming up here in a few minutes. Now, speaking of busts, as we shift to the Orioles. Grayson Rodriguez. So, Nola, I'm going to go to you first before I pontificate myself here. Grayson Rodriguez, you assess his career, his draft status, 11th pick, 2018 out of high school. How would you describe Grayson Rodriguez?
Just another Orioles first-round pitcher pick. I mean, this is what they do. This is their entire history of taking pitchers early. He's just the latest name that has not had the career pan out the way it should. I mean, at least there is still technically time for him to turn it around. But bust label, also appropriate here, even though he has done more at the major league level than, say, by comparison, a David Ajabo would in his NFL career. There's been more highs to lean on. There was enough there in, 23, 24 to say, yeah, this guy should be the future of this rotation. But as the injuries continue to pile up, out of his control or not, it doesn't really matter to me. It just, he's not there. He's not available. He's not part of my plans for next year's rotation at all. Shouldn't be for Mike Elias. I think bust is appropriate for him as well.
His bone chips removed from the right elbow. Rockabaka wrote about this, MassinSports.com, by the Keith Meister. Keith Meister removes the bone chips. And the question, somebody asked Tony Manzalino Friday, you know, you get the elbow surgery, does it, you know, maybe help with the lat injuries? And, you know, Tony Manzalino is a baseball guy, not a doctor. And who really knows? I mean, the compensation. I keep going old man guy. The Mark Fidrich, the Bird, after that brilliant 76 season where he captivated America. He hurt his knees shagging flies in spring training. And then to compensate for it, when he came back too soon to pitch, it changed his delivery and screwed his shoulder up. Tore his rotator cuff. Nobody knew it then, but that's what happened to him and ruined his career. Point is, you overcompensate for one this hurts. Let me try to change things. And then you hurt something else. Maybe that's what tweaked Grayson Rodriguez all along, Nolan. I don't know, but Tony Manzolino, and rightfully so, said, I have no idea. We'll find out. So if his elbow is back to where it is and he's throwing 99, 100 miles an hour, does that guarantee he doesn't hurt his lat anymore? Which he's done how many times? I don't think so. Playing doctor.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if he hadn't had a lat issue in the past, maybe I'd be willing to believe that. You know, if this was something new that just popped up, okay, I could see that. You know, what you're saying, you start favoring one ailing part of your body and it throws you out of whack somewhere else. But the lat has been an issue for him years in the past. You know, this is a repeat thing for him and any injury, really. It's always been something. So, and as I keep noting, we haven't even hit the big one yet. We haven't even hit Tommy John with him. And with how hard he throws, it's inevitable. You know, it's nothing against him personally. I'm not saying that because he has a strong injury history. Even if he was the healthiest pitcher in the world, I'll say it about Paul Skeens right now. It's going to happen to him too. Prepare for it. It's coming.
Happened to Strasburg early too. And, you know, eventually injuries derailed what could have been. He was Paul Skeens 15 years ago. Steven Strasburg, and we saw the brilliance. I mean, he helped the Nats win a world championship, but he looked like a Hall of Fame. Oh, go back to Mark Pryor and who was the other guy with the Cubs? Struck out 20 guys. It's right-handed pitcher. It's making me nuts. I'm going to have to Google it, believe it or not. Kerry Wood. You don't remember Kerry Wood?
I do not.
Nolan, we're going to have a talk during the break. When we come back, 410-583-1057 is the number. So, Grayson Rodriguez, is it fair to call an injured player a bust? David Ajabo, I mean, might be heading in that territory because he's dealt with injuries too. I think it's unfair. Sam Bowie comes to mind. I mean, if you stink, you're a bust. If you're hurt and you can't play, I think there's a fine line between that and just being a scrub.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So 3 days is the 15th. See, Dylan Bieber's made a top 100 list. So if he makes another one, then he gets, or the Orioles would get a draft pick if he finished first or second in the Rookie of the Year voting in 2026. So that's good to see. I just like how MLB Pop, it was Baseball America, by the way, MLB Pipeline, ESPN. Was it Keith Law yesterday said that Beavers isn't on any of his top 100 list?
I think so.
But even though he said he's a guy that probably should be here playing based on need, but didn't put him in the, I mean, like Kowser, for instance, was a top 15, 20 guy, top five pick in the draft. But it's funny how you can manipulate things. I mean, they just all of a sudden, on the eve of August 15th, all these top 100 lists just kind of pop up out of nowhere.
Timing is everything, right?
Yeah, how about that? Well, Bisaio's good to go because he's a top 100, top 10, and all of them. But if we're talking about the Orioles on the 16th or the next time we reconvene and neither one of them are here, how hot are you going to be running Nolan McGraw? I'm going to be pissed.
Volcano.
To be honest with you. At this point now, don't even bring them up because you've waited this long to maintain their rookie status. Draft compensation hope for aside. Now just wait. It'd be pointless to do it. And Keith Law did bring up Eric Karras' son, and his last name's Karras. I apologize. Don't know his name. They slow played him, and he was a fifth-round draft pick. Rockies. They brought him up like over the weekend. It's like, why? Just wait another week. You're already 40 games ahead. You've been one of the worst teams in baseball since opening day. Historically bad. What are you doing?
I mean, yeah, that's the type of move that you should do if you're a rebuilding team like the Rockies. You know, so I get the confusion there, you know, because that's one of the few moves that they have at their disposal that their fan base could at least point to and say, all right, there's a plan. There's something, you know, here's a play for the future, which is what we were saying. If Mike Elias would have done this type of move, say with, I don't know, an Adley Rutschman 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Nobody would have batted an eye. I mean, we wanted to see him here, but it made sense. Well, the Orioles aren't a rebuilding team anymore. So this never made sense.
No, it's liftoff.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're here Friday or in Houston Friday, both of them in the lineup, we're cool with it. Matter of fact, expecting it.
Well, oh, it's a flat out expectation.
In
yeah.
some cases. And, you know, they've had, look, O'Neill's on the shelf again. Moonman's with the concussion protocol. I know they've made a Jeremiah Jackson's getting his PT. Daniel Johnson was brought in, who might be on the roster today. Yeah, but nah, screw all that. Beavers. I don't care if they bring up Eddie Haskell and Wally with him. Just get it in here, and Bisaio better be getting his cuts. Definitely by Fenway.
Well, here's the secondary issue with it. It's not as simple as just getting them up here. That alone has been a fight, has been a battle, yeah. just to see their faces here. But as we've seen in the past with guys like Heston Kerstad, Kobe Mayo, when they do get that promotion, are they going to be given those everyday reps? For a Dylan Beavers, there's no way not to do it. There are three glaring holes in your outfield right now because of injuries and trading away Mullins. There is zero excuse to not have Dylan Beavers play every single day. Bisaio, a little bit of a different story. But are we seeing, again, like a Kobe Mayo situation, starts on a Monday, doesn't start again till Sunday or the following week? That just can't happen.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring him up here and you waited this long to do it, it's so bad that my mind immediately goes to that, okay, they'll be up here Friday, but are they even going to play him? That's how jaded I am as a fan right now.
Now, with Beavers, to your point, Dylan Carlson is 1 for 36. He's been in the throes of a horrible, horrible offensive slump. And I actually had hope that he could be a guy, because he was a ballyhooed prospect in 2021, the year that India won the rookie of the year in Cincinnati, now in Kansas City. Trevor Rogers was second with the Marlins, now in Baltimore. Carlson was third. And just as recent as last year, because we had the Cardinals guy on when the Orioles played them. Apologize, don't remember his name. Barely remember mine. He was their opening day center fielder and projected, then got hurt in spring training. And then they wound up DFAing him. And the Orioles get him. He's got options. He's playing right now because there's nobody else. And he had a chance to grab the bull by the horns. And hitting a baseball is an extremely hard thing to do. I was okay at it when I was 10. I sucked at it when I was 25. And I wouldn't even get in a cage right now. Nolan, you ever swung at a ball before?
Once or twice.
Just asking. You know what I mean?
Once or twice.
Could you make contact?
Look, my strategy in Little League was to try to crowd the plate.
Wow.
Get on base any way you can. Take one for the team.
Like Stein.
You know.
In Bad News Bears.
More of a defensive play.
It's a hard thing to do. And he was good enough at it to be drafted, to get some status, and to play in the major leagues. But he had a golden opportunity, Nolan, Dylan Carlson, to, you know, ascend. And if anything, now he just looks like a replaceable piece. So now Dylan Beavers gets to come up and show what he can do. Mm-hmm. So it's frustrating. The season's been frustrating. We're not telling you anything, people. You already know it sucked. It's terrible. It's bad. It's lift off from here 3 years ago. Now we're crash landing, and we have to reload. But Basayo, and to your point with him, I think they like Alex Jackson, right? Backing up Adley. Former top 10 pick himself.
They really have any other choice? It's not like you're going to put all your faith in Stallings.
But I'm saying, you bring up Basayo. Is he going to... Jackson gets Cundiffed, and then Basayo backs up badly and then plays first base and DHs against righties?
Well, most people you seem to ask, they seem like he's destined for just first base. The catching is completely
Keith Law was
off the table.
Yesterday,
you know, yeah. I know he hasn't really caught much at AAA this year, so... You know, to have him come up here and then, oh, hey, catch a major league game. I don't know if it's that simple, but moving forward, like spring training next year, it'll be interesting to see, do they just go all in on him playing first base?
Well, we will find out soon enough. And Tony Manzalino himself said a month or so ago for the All-Star break about Basayo playing first base that, yeah, I've seen he's athletic enough to do it and all this, that, and the other thing. So we'll find out. But Sammy Basayo, Dylan Beavers, their return to Baltimore, their call up to Baltimore, their debuts, I should say, happening soon. Then the return of Bradish and Wells and Suarez. That'll be happening here in late August into September, as I've been saying for a while. Keep in mind, I'm usually wrong. We're going to get a glimpse of what 2026 might look like for the Birds of Baltimore, but Mike Elias certainly has his work cut out for him. And I think we've kind of gathered the information from the fans. And then, Nolan, you were feeling it on Saturday. Confidence level on Mike Elias pretty low right now. Is there anything he can do to regain your trust? We can talk about that.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Cowboys, preseason game number two. Two teams with hopes, one realistic. Ravens get to the Super Bowl. The other, not so much. Not even the best team in their own division. Much less popping off about getting to the Super Bowl. But we can move on to ragging on the Cowboys as the show and the season progresses, unless they do something, you know, that surprises everybody. I mean, enough drama going on there with Micah Parsons and Jerry World, et cetera, et cetera. But the Ravens, we just heard during Joe's update, injuries have kind of taken their toll on the rookie class in the defensive backfield. But plenty to get into. We'll talk about that, Kevin Ostreicher, and then later in the show, Vinny Serrato. Orioles tonight, back home. Dean Kramer taking on George Kirby. Mariners are on fire. They won 7 in a row. Breathing down now. Houston's next in the AL West. They brought in Naylor, homer the other day. Brought back Suarez, who's one of the leading home run hitters in baseball. Cal Raleigh leads the majors in home runs with 45. So as you would expect, when it comes to a power source, the Seattle Ball Club is one of the best in the majors. Rodriguez is having another 2020 season. The pitching's had some injury issues, but with Kirby tonight, Gilbert tomorrow, I mean, the Orioles are up against it. And before we get out to the phones at 410-583-1057, Nolan Rich Dubroff was writing about this yesterday on BaltimoreBaseball.com. I mean, up until September 9th, the Orioles played nothing but good teams. All playoff-worthy ball clubs. And the Pirates actually have a worse record than the Orioles do. And they've already fired their manager, but they're notoriously cheap. But you look at what's going on starting tonight, then you go to Houston, then you go to Fenway, then it kind of repeats itself here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. So as the Orioles are struggling to get a consistent offense together, pardon me, get someone to give up 6-7 innings in the rotation. Oh, and that whole closer problem up. This is DEFCON 1 for Tony Mantolino, which, by the way, is the worst it can get. DEFCON 1's like, you know, old Trumpsters pushing buttons, that sort of thing. So we're in DEFCON 1, but then again, is it really? Because it's a lost season, and whoever would maybe rise up and become the dude, are they really going to be that person next year? Of anyone you've seen, and we hope Cano can get it together. He pitched all right on a Sunday. And I'm still cool with Aiken in his role where he flourishes, lefty, the situational guy. Other than that, who are you looking forward to seeing next year? Who of this? I mean, Geraldo?
Nope. Not a single name.
Yeah.
Not one. I mean, look, if somebody rises up and does something over this next month plus, you give them credit. Maybe there's consideration going into spring next year, but I'm not leaning on any of them. In a way, I think this actually makes Mancelino's job easier. He doesn't have to worry about matchups. Yeah. How do I save this guy? You know, not burn him here. I might need him for the eighth. You just throw him out there any order you want. Doesn't matter. Not trying to win. Just, I mean, look, hey, here, give each guy his own inning. I operate with the assumption that I want to give everybody the chance to start their own inning clean. If things go haywire, obviously I have to pull someone in the middle of an inning. But for the most part, everyone's getting like spring training. Here's your inning of work. That's it.
Yeah, and like spring training, a lot of guys wearing the numbers in the 80s and above. But Brandon Young, I don't know. I'll give you my thoughts on this guy. I think there's potential there, but I see Brandon Young, and it's not because of the physical resemblance, but Mike Bauman pops it in my mind when I think of Brandon Young. And don't forget, Mike Bauman was, what, 10-0 for the Orioles at 23? And then pitched for like 17. All right, PT in Towson. PT, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys. I was just calling about what you guys were thinking or speaking about early. Like, if you were the general manager, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you, you know, how would you build a team? The way I look at it, I would build it on guys that are more likely to stay healthy. I mean, Rutschman, Mayo, Holiday, West, there's seven of the nine positions where we've got guys whose basement is averaging up. Like, Kowser's basement is just an average player. But Gunnar Westberg, they're Holiday, they're potential, you know, Hall of Fame guys. You know what I mean? I mean, potentially. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
Yeah, a lot of hyperbole with that comment there.
You know, no doubt. But the potential for Bisaccia. But if you were to build a team, if Nolan or Bob was to build, would you spend big on pitching? And
yes.
Before you answer, I know, I hear you, Bob, but look at the top 10 salaries. Otani's been hurt. DeGrom, three of the last 4 years, has pitched under like 50 innings. Cole's out. Burns is out. They're, you know, the way to build a team, in my opinion, is spend big on your position players because you can count on them staying healthy. But the pitchers, man, you got to have eight starters because you guys were talking about it just 10 minutes ago. These guys are going to get hurt, right?
Right. But still, we've danced the grow the arms by the bats philosophy. That was Dan Duquette. And the Orioles didn't really grow the arms. They thought they were when they drafted Bundy, Gausman, Hunter Harvey back-to-back-to-back in the first round. We all know, unfortunately, injuries ruined Bundy, curtailed Hunter Harvey, now pitching out of the bullpen in Kansas City. Gausman has reestablished himself, but he got traded, went to Atlanta and the Reds. He was kind of a guy that's like, oh my God, he's a bust. Now he's a highly paid dude pitching for a team that's in first place in his division. So they tried to draft philosophy, then didn't work out. Then he didn't draft anybody. Drafted the guy from Illinois who flamed out as a first-round pick, whose names escaped me. Is that a good thing? Grayson Rodriguez, we know. You have no recourse now, PT, if you're Mike Elias, to spend dough on starting pitchers. And they tried to re-sign Burns, been well-documented. His elbow blew up. That's the risk that you run. Then he went out and spent money on Tyler O'Neill, a guy with an injury history who's been on the IL three times. I think there's enough bats in the system to maybe overcome. They need arms big time.
I totally agree with you. And you were ahead of it with O'Neill. You said it before. Everybody post-dates got something to say. You were right about O'Neill before it happened. But that said, I think our pitching staff with Bradish, Wells, I know he got tired, but when Wells was healthy 2 years ago, he was pitching at a very impressive clip. You got Bradish, Wells, Rogers. That's a very good 1-2-3. And I agree with you. If Rubenstein doesn't open that paycheck or, you know, checkbook this offseason, man, I'm losing one heck of a lot of faith in this team. But I think he will. And tell me if I'm wrong. You spend big on two starting pitchers, just top 25 salaries for two starting pitchers. We're loaded, and you know you're going to plug in the relief pitchers. I'm not even worried about that.
Oh, you're not? Oh, my God. PT, we got to run, dude. I hear what you're saying. Look, You're going to have to flip some of these magic beans eventually, too. And you got to let the trade market play out. Because we've talked about it. Where's the Garrett Crochet this offseason? And there might be. Hey, look, Seattle's been flirting with trading some of these guys, the Gilberts and Kirby's, because they're going to have to pay them sooner or later. Castillo apparently could have been available. I mean, do you want to all go all in on Cease? Take the risk with that? All right, I hear you. And you might have no choice but to do so. But let the trade market play out and start trading what's left of your prospect base. And the guys you just drafted could be traded this offseason. You got it. You got to buy one. You got to try to acquire one via trade. And if you're figured, hey, we'll just throw in anyone to pitch in the bullpen, we're kind of seeing that happen now, and it's not going well.
Right, and Mike Elias does have a history of finding talent in the bullpen. Underrated talent, I guess. Guy like Cionel Perez, nobody knew who he was when he got here. Jacob Webb, Danny Coulomb. The list goes on and on.
Joey Crable, baby. Let's give a little props to 3 years ago.
But all of those guys were acquired somewhere along the timeline in different areas. He now has to find three, four names like that in the same offseason. So sure, you get a Yennier Cano in what, 2022? You get a Cionel Perez before the season started, Danny Coulomb a year later. You know, these were all acquired along the way. Can he do that all in the span of a couple months? I'm not convinced. And it's not it'd be nice to do that. No, he has to do it. As far as paying pitchers, it's a necessary evil. They're going to get hurt.
Yep.
It sucks. You do the best research you can. You go through the physicals and everything. But you can't just not pay him. You got to do it. Yep. It's part of the game.
And Nolan, I've said it on the air 1,000 times. I'm against it in theory. But if you have this window with your young core, which they have right now for a couple more years, you got to help them out. Mm-hmm. The 1 year, 15 mils to 35ers and taking a chance on a guy that's never pitched in the majors and all of that. I would think that maybe Eplin is someone I try to convince to come back. I'd at least tender him. And if he bails, you get a draft pick. If he sticks around, okay, you're going to be paying him $20-whatever million. I mean, Kramer, let's not forget, pitching tonight. He's a reliable piece, maybe best suited for the back end. But when Kramer rises up, he rises up big. So he can be an asset to you. But where's your Burns? Is it Trevor Rogers? I mean, the way he's pitching now, sure. But you need another guy on top of him. Bradish healthy was that guy. So, yeah, Mike Elias, get it done. You need to be back in the playoffs next year. We'll come back, reset, and then we're going to talk Ravens, Kevin Ostreicher. I don't want to get myself all lathered up because we have BBT tonight. Nolan McGraw, which we'll talk about. But Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Talk about what's happening. A one winning drive. And look ahead to the next couple of weeks where the Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens get it on Sunday Night Football. Two very similar teams, not necessarily in the way that they're built, but two teams, very similar goals. Let's get by Kansas City.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.